You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired. Trust in vaccines grows slightly, distribution faces challenges, and legislators plan for the next stage. Here's what you should know. With the news that Moderna has applied for emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine and that Pfizer and BioNTech's shot has been approved in the UK, the US is inching ever closer to having one, if not two, vaccines approved for use. Whereas only about half of US adults said they would get vaccinated in September, new research from Pew has found that 60% now say they would definitely or probably get vaccinated against COVID-19 today if they could. But that still leaves a significant number of Americans who say they would not get the vaccine, many of whom also reported that more information wouldn't change their minds. This lack of trust in vaccines could exist for any number of reasons, including the country's long history of medical racism and the rapid spread of vaccine misinformation online. In the hopes of building public trust, former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton recently announced they will all get vaccinated as soon as possible, and may even film the process. On that note, preparations are now underway to assure that administration goes as smoothly as possible once vaccines are approved for use in the U.S. Last week, a federal advisory panel issued its official recommendations for who should get vaccinated first. It advised that the country's approximately 21 million healthcare workers and 3 million nursing home residents and staff should have access to the first doses. But ultimately, it will be up to governors to make this decision on behalf of their states. And in Washington, it appears legislators might be nearing an agreement on a new bipartisan $908 billion stimulus package, which has the support of President-elect Joe Biden. Biden also announced that Dr. Anthony Fauci will be a chief medical advisor in his administration, and that he plans to ask all Americans to wear masks for his first 100 days in office. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.